Back to Your Average Podcast. My name is Ant.
This is Panda.
And we're a podcast that likes to take long breaks, but we always come back. Always come back. Always find the time to come back. We have been gone for a long time. It's a little awkward because there's a lot of people who request, like, hey, where you guys been? Where you guys been? I'm like, it's a pretty strenuous schedule, and sometimes the podcast gets put on the back burner, but we're back, and it's good to be back. Good to feel that we're doing this again.
Yeah, it's always good to feel. I like feeling when I'm alive.
Yeah, feeling happiness.
Yeah, it's been fucking hectic. Obviously, I'm pretty sure a lot of you people know this. This pod is like self-funded, so it gets pretty hard to, especially with how demanding our jobs are, to find space for it. With our day-to-day activities. But, you know, new year, new us. We're going to do our best to...
New year, new us, yeah.
We're going to do our best to get back to the swing of things. No guarantee, but we will, you know, try and do better. Considering that we're creeping up on our one-year anniversary.
Yeah, we are creeping up on our one-year anniversary. There have been a little bit more talks about how we can... switch to a different distribution software. It's still in the talks, still up in the air, but basically it'll just make it a little bit more easier for us to get together to produce a podcast, to where we don't have to like plan it. We can just do one half of the podcast and then the other guy can do the other half of the podcast, so it kind of balances out, and maybe it'll help us out a little bit, but like I said, it's still in the talk. We'll see how it goes. So before you were starting a podcast, you were telling me about this thing tracking you.
Yeah,
it's kind of freaky as shit.
Yeah, but we were setting up to record and get the podcast out. Oh, of course I erased the email, but Google sent me like my tracking timeline for the month, like of the places I visited, where I was at, and stuff like that. So if you use Google Maps or anything like that, just you're being traced, brother.
Yeah, it's pretty freaky, and you're giving me like, oh shit, I was here, damn, I went over there too, oh my god, then I came over here, what the fuck? I'm like, bro, that's fucking creepy as shit, bro, like, someone always knows where you're at, and you're like, oh no, it's private, bro, it's private, it's just me and Google. I'm like, so that's not private then, that's not private, you and like a whole bunch of companies know where the hell you're at. That's terrifying, actually. So if you have Google, then you're being tracked, and you can't say that you're off the grid because you're never really off the grid. But I don't think really anybody's ever off the grid. I'm pretty sure if you actually have a cell phone, then you're being tracked, whatever. You might hear me sniffing a little bit. Don't worry, guys. I do not have the coronavirus, so I am good. So I just got this, I guess the change in the weather, man, because Texas weather's been tripping lately. It's actually quite nice today, but by the time you're hearing this next week, whatever, you've already passed through the wintry mix that Texas had recently, especially in Dallas-Fort Worth area.
It's currently 42, and I think it dropped to, like, not below freezing, but it was, like, low 30s, for sure, low 30s.
Yeah, so my body's kind of having a little hissy fit with the weather change and whatnot, but it's all good. As well, we survived, we're marked safe from the coronavirus,
So in our merch store, we're gonna make "We Survived the Coronavirus"
shirts. Yeah, we're gonna make "I Survived." Dallas is 3 months of a coronavirus. 2020's been crazy, huh? Yeah. 2020's been a crazy thing. There's a lot of things that happened while we were off of the month of January. I had a birthday in January. Mm-hmm. We also survived World War III.
You can't survive it if it never started.
It's true. But apparently Twitter thought it was gonna be World War III. It was so funny because I was just looking up on some Twitter account saying, like, damn, I just woke up from my night shift and I'm like, we're in World War III. Oh, shit. 2020 is going to be a good year. So, a lot of things have happened, you know, just current events things. See, you had World War III already. You had the coronavirus. You had the failed impeachment of a president that got acquitted today, which you'll hear.
Yesterday, wasn't it?
I think the final acquitted was today. So, I think they were voted on Article 1 yesterday and Article 2 was today. And it's also acquitted. A lot of things have happened. It's barely, the time of the real recording this is February 6th. So you guys will hear this next week, but who knows what's going to be happening next week. It's an exciting year. It's pretty crazy. It's not boring at all. Yeah. I mean, we'll see how long the winter lasts. We'll see how long until we get to summer and spring, but we'll find out.
On top of Kobe passing away,
oh,
too.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, my God. Fuck, I forget about that shit. Yeah, Kobe Bryant passed away, man. Shit, I'm a fucking dick. My bad. Kobe Bryant passed away, man. That's fucking crazy, man. Like, it's a trip. Obviously, you know, anybody who knows anything about basketball, shit, even if you don't even have to know, you know, basketball to know who the hell Kobe Bryant was. I really hated the guy. And a lot of Mavs fans will say, like, oh, yeah, I hated Kobe because, you know, he kind of always knocked out, you know, the Mavs, or, you know, always was top performing in the West, you know. Well, the West is always a great conference, but, you know, Kobe Bryant was always in there and whatnot. But one of the memories of that one was in 2011 when the Mavs won the championship, and a lot of the players, like, when the Mavs were pretty much going to sweep the Lakers because they were coming off of their 2010 championship. Like, they had won the year before, and a lot of the players from the Lakers, when they knew that they were going to lose, whatever, I think it was Ron Artest and Andrew Bynum, they were, like, you know, pretty much, like, flagrant fouling the players, and I think one of the only players that kind of just, like, stood back and said, like, nah, man, that's stupid, man, was Kobe Bryant. So I was like, well, that's kind of good support, and throughout the years, Kobe and Dirk had a pretty good relationship, and, you know, I'm a Mavs fan, so, you know, when I see, you know, respected players, you know, show respect for each other, you know, that's awesome. I like seeing that showmanship in the game. That's real good stuff. So, yeah, that was a big shock.
For another big shock, apparently the Timberwolves have acquired D'Angelo Russell in a trade.
Well, it's not as big as Kobe, though.
It's not as big as Kobe, of course, but, I mean,
it's a lot of NBA talk right now. It's the NBA trade line is coming up, I think.
Yep.
So, a lot of the trades and whatnot. So, it's good. I mean, basketball's up and running right now, man. It's really good. Real competitive. Luka. So, we'll see what happens.
And apparently, it's another one I saw in here. That Harris is back with the Golden State, Harrison Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's a lot of movement right now. I guess that'll be awesome. That's the end of our sports. Oh, Kansas City won the Super Bowl?
Fucking Kansas City won the Super Bowl! Yeah! Hell yeah! I'm more P. Mahomes. Post Mahomes. What's funny about that one is that it was kind of cool for me because I had... Man, I should have won last year in fantasy too, man. I didn't win this year in fantasy either, guys. So that was another update. I didn't win fantasy. It was sad this year. But the year before, I had, you know, Patrick Mahomes as my quarterback. And, dude, he did with fire last year too. So I feel bad that boring ass Tom Brady knocked him out of the running for the Super Bowls last year. So it kind of sucked last year. But I thought he had the makings to win it last year. And I think he probably would have won last year because – apparently, the Los Angeles Rams forgot how to play football when they only scored 3 fucking points. And last year's 2019's boring ass fucking Super Bowl, I think it was like 14-3 was a score.
Yeah,
it terrible, was a slow boring game. And then you'll hear all these other little like Patriot fans be like, "Oh, it was a defensive game. It was a defense." Nah, shut up, bro. And nobody wants to see a defensive game. Everyone wants to see maximum offense. Yeah, it's a fucking Super Bowl, man. Super Bowl, man. You want to see high flying offenses and all that stuff like that. So, yeah, Kansas City won Super Bowl. F the 49ers. Someone's gonna get mad.
Not the 49ers. Not fuck the 49ers. Fuck the broken English guy that supports the 49ers. Who probably don't even know how to spell it. And he bought a hat, didn't take the stickers out so he could return it the next day. You know who you are.
49ers fan. Come on, man. Oh man, there was a lot of fake 49ers fans coming out the woodwork, man. That was a lot of stuff coming out. I know a lot of diehard 49ers fans, especially in my family, so it's all good. It's all gravy. But
except for that broken English foot. You know who you are.
Well, there's always next year. Come and have the seat on the Cowboys bench. There's always next year. So anyways, halftime show. J-Lo, Shakira. How'd you like it?
What'd that tongue do,
man? It's I mean, I'm not gonna go really into detail about it, but I mean, there was so the halftime show, like as the performance in itself was a really good show. I liked it a lot. It was real cool. I think it was more exciting. How, man, here we go. A lot of people were like, oh, it's because you don't like Maroon 5. I'm like, I mean, I like Maroon 5's older shit, but not, you know, and that was especially when I was like in high school, sophomore.
This thing is called She Will Be Fucking Loved. Open this pit up.
But I mean, it was a lot more better than last year. And a lot of women were like, nah, last year was better. I'm like, bro, you just saw Homeboy take his shirt off. That was it. Like, that was the show. Like, that was the show. Like, that was the high point of that show.
Name Adam Levine. Adam Levine. Shit. Hold on. Yeah, guys, that was us making a cut at the edit on the fly. Might be. So back to the regular schedule programming.
Now you just completely fucking lost me. I don't even know.
You were talking about the guy, Adam Levine, took
his
shirt off.
Yeah, that was the high point of the show last year. Like, that was it. Like, that was the big moment. And I'm like, man, like, well, Travis Scott was cool too. But, I mean, you know, there's only so much Travis Scott can do. You know, he only had, like, what, 30-second spot in that whole Super Bowl thing? But this show was really good. I liked it. I mean, I know there was a lot of...
Okay, so in your opinion, last show between this show, you put in your vote in for this time?
Yeah, this year's show was pretty good. I like this one. I like this year's Super Bowl show. It was real good.
Honestly, man, I don't care for the super, like, halftime show.
You don't even like football.
Bitch, I like it more than the broken English fuck.
There was a lot of little...
There's a lot of memes.
Subliminal messages. There was a lot of memes. There was a lot of... things that you would look into a little bit deeper just to know what it really meant. It's funny that everything's kind of being brought full circle again from where we were talking about, like, in, I don't know, like in June, July of last year, especially with current events. So I guess it's all right, you know, whatever. But I think there's a lot of people out there making a big deal about it, you know, especially like the people who I feel are a little bit uneducated on the sense of Puerto Rico is still a U.S. territory. And I was like, well, I mean, I myself didn't see some tweets, but I did see some real ignorant tweets about it. So it's kind of like, yeah, bro, you're just kind of making yourself look stupid. I mainly saw that one. There was another one I saw that... Mexican is a language. I'm like, well, it's not really a language. It's not even a language. It's, you know, Spanish, whatever. But there was a lot of those kind of tweets. So all in all, I think it got a lot of heat than what it should have gotten. I think a lot of people just needed to, you know, should have just took American history a little bit more in high school, or paying attention a little bit more in high school with all the U.S. history and whatnot. So. But yeah, I mean, that's my take on it. I didn't want to dive too in there. I didn't want sugar fucking people and shit.
If they're like, hey, Ann, you're the people's champ. So what should we do for this year's Super Bowl halftime? What would you do?
Like, what would I do?
Yeah, who would you bring in or what?
Oh man, it's like one fucking band that I would fucking bring in, bro. That's Killswitch and fucking Gage, bro.
Nobody, they wouldn't allow.
They wouldn't know who the fuck Killswitch and Gage was. Oh man. Man. Everyone who don't know. Okay. You want someone mainstream? The only mainstream fucking metal band that's kind of even mainstream. I don't even know if they're totally mainstream. Is people are going to hate me for saying this. I would say Ghosts BC. I would say even... Oh, man. Slipknot. Everyone know who the fuck Slipknot is. Their cost, you know, costumes. Or yeah, if you don't listen to metal, it's
fucking... If people got so, like, enraged about two Hispanic or Latino descent women going up there and doing them, imagine how fucking... How much people throw a hissy fit for people in, like, masks and shit like that.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, is that everyone is going to, like, somebody's always going to find something to bitch about. That's the thing. Someone's always going to find something to bitch about. So, either you watch it, and that's the thing, too, man. A lot of those people that were saying, like, oh, that shit was a story, you know, sorry, halftime show, whatever. This is America or something like that. I'm like, bro, I thought you were supposed to be boycotting the NFL for Kaepernick. I hate to say this because I sound a little bit liberal, but I you know, it's whatever. But I thought you were supposed to be boycotting the NFL, bro. What the fuck you watching the Super Bowl halftime show for anyway? Anyways, like I said, I'm in that kind of libertarian conservative kind of marker, so I kind of see, you know, I'll see both sides of the spectrum on both parties, whatever. I'll see their faults in each one, but get with the fucking times, man. Everyone knows what sells. Everyone knows what's gonna be viewing. And this is cool because I mean, obviously they weren't the first, you know, women to do the halftime show. I mean, you know, you had, you know, Katy Perry a while back. You had didn't Lady Gaga do it too or something like that? Mm-hmm. I don't know. And then, you know, and they also were not the first Pox to do it either. Pox is people of color. Because you had Prince. Prince did a halftime show. That was an awesome fucking halftime show, too. Straight up good halftime show. I think he did it in the rain, too, I think. If I'm not mistaken. He sung Purple Rain in the rain.
Only Prince.
Huh?
Only Prince.
Only Prince, man. Legend. R.I.P. Anyways, but yeah, that was just some thoughts on it. I think there's a lot of hypocrisy on both sides. But yeah, just enjoy the show. I mean, that's pretty much all I can say. Just enjoy the show. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. That's pretty much it. I'm not gonna be a SJW about, you know, future shows going forward, because I think all of this is just entertainment. Like, I don't think it needs to have any sort of social justice to be done to it. I don't think it needs to have any sort of political, you know, shit done to it. I mean, shit, we see enough of that shit on commercial. Fucking Bloomberg's dumbass has done put like $100 million into his fucking, just his fucking commercial. Yeah, dude, every time I turn on my, you know, YouTube or something like that, I get a fucking Bloomberg message, man. He's dealing out that money right now, man.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
He's trying to buy the presidency.
So for anybody that cares what I would want as a halftime show.
Oh, yeah. I dragged on that one. Does
it. Man, I would just want to see Chance the Rapper.
Ain't nobody know who that was, bro.
Okay, I mean, I would
say
if I would like to see Chance
Rap. Okay, well, you told me the same thing about Killswitch. I could have went on for a minute on Killswitch and shit.
No, but I mean, like, a lot of people know Chance. Just because you don't know Chance.
Okay, what about Post Malone?
That would probably bring the house down.
I said Post Malone. Oh, Post Malone. I baited you again.
Ghost Malone.
Post Malone. I think Post Malone would be a good high time show. Bro, just imagine if, well, that'd be pretty cool, when the Cowboys host the Super Bowl again.
They bring him in.
Yeah, they bring him in. That'd be good shit, bro.
He's a Cowboys fan.
He bring on stage, Zero, you probably don't even know who Zero is. Zero.
The rapper is? No, who Zero is.
ABN, baby.
You a cuck.
And, that'd be a pretty good halftime show. I like that. I would like to see that one. So...
So while you were rambling on about some halftime show, I got bored, so I looked up what No Kema Come means.
Oh my god, bro. Dude, that shit.
And according to Urban Dictionary, this shit is referred to, No Kema Come means, the phrase is used to determine whether or not a Tacuache's truck can do a burnout or not. Hey, cut, No Kema Come, your Ford Silverado is...
Is there sentences? Like, yeah, example say? What does it say?
No Kema Ka, your Ford Silverado is ass, unlike my Tacoma Ka. Shout out to my boy Pat.
Oh my god.
What do they have a word of the day?
I don't think it ever, like, I know it caught on for a minute. I know it kind of went away for a little bit, but I think it's coming back again. Just Ka. What's up, Ka?
The word of the day today is bop. Used to reference a good song, to say that a song is really good.
That's what it means? Bop. That's what it means.
So for all of our older demographic, use a bop in any of your phrases today. We encourage you. Get with... Make your...
Say it again. Say what the definition is again.
Bop. Something to describe, like, a good song.
I want you bop to this.
I guess.
Can you bop? Can you... This is a good bop.
There you go. That sounds this a little bit better.
Was there another one? Like, the bopper? Back in the day?
I don't know what that means. I'm getting to that point in my life, in my age, where I look up shit on the internet, or I get on the internet, and I'm just like, the fuck does this word mean?
Anyways. You're
on up there on age, brother.
Oh, yeah. Okay, boomer. That's how I feel.
Anyways. Okay, mister. I just had a happy birthday.
Yeah, I just had a happy birthday, I guess. Anyways, so that brings up into today's topic. So, we wanted to kind of go back to... we kind of ventured into different things in the past, you know, past episodes. We're going to, you know, try to do a little experimentation. And we'll see how we can do a little bit different in you know, future episodes and whatnot. But I kind of wanted to bring it, you know, something back to our roots about why we even started doing podcasts. And that was because we like scary shit. We like talking about scary shit.
I thought you were going to go talk about, conflicting stuff. I was like, oh shit, this dude wants to like lose the little demographic we have today.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know, dude.
Bro, just say whatever you gotta say, just say it with confidence.
Oh, got me.
Anyways, Yeah, so the whole reason why we did this, the podcast, whatever, is because we like listening to other podcasts talk about scary shit and like conspiracy theories, aliens, you know, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, whatever. So there's a story that I actually kind of like. I like every time I hear on a podcast, I always like to listen to it because I like to hear different perspectives on it. And they're actually coming out the movie. I don't know if it's still in production, but last I heard, Leo's in it. Anything Leo does, I like it, especially The Revenant. The Revenant was awesome. I love The Revenant. And but this one is based upon a guy who. He moved to Chicago. Just to kind of summarize it. He moved to Chicago. He pretty much built this house and for people coming to the fair there, you know, visiting Chicago for the fair, the actual world famous World Fair there. It was meant to like a hotel for them to stay there, you know, so he can make, you know, some good money on that because there was always a lot of people coming there for that fair. However, a lot of people. Oh, families had reported missing people saying like, hey, you know, my family went to, you know, the fair and now I don't know where they're at no more. They haven't came back home. They're gone, you know, haven't been in contact with them. And, you know, we need to figure out what's going on. So basically this place was eventually dubbed by the authorities called the Murder Castle or the Castle of Horror or something like that. So it's an actual, like, pretty cool little story here. And a gentleman by the name of H.H. Holmes is the one who actually built this place.
So to answer your movie thing, apparently it is still being produced.
Like it is this?
Yeah, it's not. It hasn't been abandoned.
Oh, okay.
It's still in the works.
Okay. It's called The Castle, right?
I think it's either that or something. Devil something.
Devil and...
Something,
Devil that, and the White.
Yeah. Devil that, and the that White. Or the other
yeah,
one.
Yeah, okay.
Those are the two forerunning working names titles. For it.
Okay. So... He pretty much moved, I think he said, I was reading that he abandoned his family to move to Illinois in order to build this motel. So he built it, he got a, you know, group of contractors and, you know, drew up blueprints, and pretty much they started work on this. Now, one of the things about this is that whenever they were drawing up blueprints, you know, he would always hire in different contractors, and the reason why is because he didn't want the people to know where the escape parts at or where the escape tunnels are at or where to get out at. So what he did is he used to kill the contractors, the foremen. He used to kill the foremen so that they wouldn't know, you know, any part of his plans or whatever. What he tried, and he always kind of redubbed or redid his blueprint so that no one blueprint looked the same, so he can pretty much keep the secret. So, which made it really hard for, you know, authorities to kind of follow up with this and, you know, pretty much let him on a big old paper trail.
So do you know if he would pay the people, or is he cutting costs by cutting them literally?
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like to think about it, man. Like, so you said he was trying to not let people know and shit like that, so he was cutting them off. So I was just like, man, maybe he was, like, legitimately, like, cutting them off without pay.
Yeah, he was cutting them up without pay. He was cutting costs by cutting people.
That was pretty literally.
I mean, the guy had a pretty... I mean, I hate to give credit to a murderer, but the guy had a little plan. Because, I mean, back then, the means of transportation was real limited. I mean, I think you were still traveling. I mean, for people who didn't own automobiles or, you know, I guess a huge wagon, you know, people, well, the majority of people were still traveling either by horse, carriage, or something like that. So it was real easy for someone to believe, like, okay, well, my family went missing, so I guess they got stuck somewhere, or their wagon fell off, or, you know, they got killed by somebody, you know, on the way to Chicago, because the last, some of the reports about how many people actually visited Chicago was 27 million people. And that was in 1893, which was, you know, still not even prime for the automobile to come, you know, to be mainstream, obviously, as it is right now. But, you know, for the most part, people were still, you know, riding horses or, you know, carriage or, you know, riding on wagons. Well, carriage is a wagon, so I guess, anyway. You get the idea. Old West, picture that, just Old West. People coming from the frontier or whatever, coming to Chicago, which is a, you know, pretty big populated city at that time anyway. So what this guy did is that he pretty much built this castle, if you would, as a maze and as a torture chamber building. Like, the entire building was made for torturing people. He had no intention of actually housing people or creating a hotel for hospitality. And the guests check in and they don't check out. So obviously the castle had, you know, obvious features like, you know, beds, rooms, you know, toilets, showers, and, you know, everything on the surface to look like a, you know, normalized hotel. But when he was going into doing the, you know, the killing, whatever, he would operate trap doors. You know, people would fall to their deaths in, like, the basement. Like, he had it, almost every room was linked through a tunnel that went to the basement. So every time he would, you know, push a button or something like that, trap doors would open up, people fall all the way down, you know, break their necks or break their legs, and all the way down to the basement, and, you know, they would die. I think for the visitors, he would pretty much just collect their fee and then kill them. And that was just, like, little thing.
So he would pay, or he would get his money, basically, mm-hmm. and just be like, fuck everything else.
Yeah, and that would be it. Now, another one, which actually eventually led to his arrest was the employees that he actually had. Some of them were in on it, some of them were not in on it. So what he made most of his employees do was have a life insurance policy. Yeah. So he would eventually kill those employees so he could collect their life insurance. He made them put his make him as the beneficiary. Holmes did. So either way, he was gonna get money. Either way, like, he was just gonna get money. And just go back to the basement. When these people who, you know, obviously just broke their legs or broke their arms when they fell to the basement didn't instantly die, he had pools of acid, you know, body dissolving acid down there. I'm not sure what the type of acid it dissolves, but maybe we can look that up. Put them in there, let them dissolve as best they can. Whatever was left of their bodies, he would put them in his makeshift crematorium and pretty much just finish them off. So there was no trace of, you know, bodies or whatnot, if the police decided to go down there and inspect, which I think if a police officer would actually go down there, I mean, I would suspect that, oh shit, there's some murdering going down here. Perfect scenario.
Sulfuric acid is the acid that can break down human bodies.
Okay. Damn, I don't know shit about cars. Isn't that the acid that's in batteries? Or is it just called battery acid?
Sulfuric acid.
Sulfur.
No, I don't know.
No, not like sulfur. Sulfur smells like fucking rotten eggs.
That's what nasty. Is made with sulfuric acid. Fertilizers, stuff that has lime and ammonia, hydrochloric acid is used in making it, nitric acid. And basically, the think the is used in fertilizers. That's the according to what else we're finding on the fly right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you make sulfuric acid. I'm not gonna click that because Google's already tracking my ass.
Yeah, hell no, bro. You're gonna fucking get swatted over here, bro.
It's all on your IP, so I'm good.
Shit. Anyways, so back to the victims. So it's actually reported that he killed more than 200 people, and the number is actually debatable. It's actually either more or less than 200, but whenever he was convicted of 200 murders. So that was I don't know, man. It's just kind of hard that. Well, I guess too. It was a different time back then. It was 18. You know, there was not a lot of information that can get around to people, so there wasn't a lot of people like immediately thinking that he was doing it. You know, because I mean, it was like I said, it was a wild frontier too. So it's interesting. So one of his other victims, well, eventual victim, was he hired a personal assistant. His name was Mr. Petzl, and he was married to a woman, and this woman was reportedly about 6'1", 6'2". She was pretty, really, really tall. And Holmes actually fell in love with her, and actually kind of cuckolding the husband into actually like forcing him to divorce the wife so that he can marry her. And then he actually just moved out and left. So they got married. Like, the guy and Holmes and the wife got married, whatever. So it was pretty weird. And the guy left, the ex-husband left, and the wife stayed at the hotel. She kind of managed the books, you know, did all the bookkeeping and accounting and whatnot. And I guess she discovered, I'm guessing what happened is that she discovered what he was doing, was trying to get away, you know, because they actually had three children together. And she tried to leave, and he killed her. Now, what he did, though, is that he actually donated her body to a university nearby. I'm not sure what the university was called, but he donated the body to the university, and the university actually used it as a cadaver. So they were like, oh, yeah, this is great. You know, we have a 6'1" skeletal remains of a woman now, so we can study it. I was like, damn, that's just horrible, man. That's terrible, man. That was another one that was just like he had no, yeah, that dude had no conscience, whatever. So eventually, the police actually caught up to him, and he was eventually apprehended. He pleaded guilty automatically. Like, he just said, like, yeah, I'm guilty. I did it. It was me. He pleaded guilty. Like I said, he got charged for 200 murders. 200 responsible for killing 200 people, and he was sentenced to be executed by hanging. While he was awaiting his time to be murdered, he actually wrote a book, an autobiography of, I guess, of his time and you know, I guess during all this process, whatever, you know. And when it came time for him to be hung, he had some last words to say to, you know, say to people, whatever. Last words were, I could not help the fact that I was a murderer, no more than a poet can help the inspiration to sing. And he said that, I think a lot of people would debate, like, there's a lot of historians on here that would debate that either he was in a state of like mental illness, or he was just, you know, just pretty much just having a conscience. Obviously, right now, I'm looking at it, he did it for money, so he had a motive. He did it for money because he needed the money, or he always wanted the money, whatever. So, I mean, I'm guessing that could fall under mental illness. I'm not sure, but because he didn't do it for just the enjoyment, or, you know, maybe he did do it for the enjoyment.
You never know. You can't really tell at that point.
Mm-hmm. So furthermore, after his hanging from authorities, it is debated that he actually bribed, because he has so much money. It's debated that he actually bribed the authorities to let him go and release him, and he'll pay them, you know, money to re-release. So a lot of people say that, you know what, they actually hung another person, and they let Holmes slip through the cracks, and he actually went on and left Illinois after that. And in 2017, Holmes' descendants, who actually are from Delaware, petitioned to have his remains exhumed so that they can actually test for his DNA, just to kind of put the rumors to the rest. And they actually were. It actually was belonging to Holmes, so he actually did die. So those rumors were not true. So I guess they could have some sort of like peace, not knowing that their relative got off by robbery.
Damn, imagine how that would have changed history though. Like if they would have actually to find out like, oh yeah, this is somebody else's remains. This is not your relative.
Some poor bastard got sorted in that straw. That would have happened.
Just imagine how it would have altered history.
I don't know if it would have altered it that much, but it was something, you know. But
well, I mean, say for instance, here we rabbit hole time. Say he got off, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all these unsolved murders are actually him, because he's out roaming the streets.
Yeah, and which actually is really good, especially for. I mean, that's not really good, but I mean, yeah, he caused more chaos. I mean, a lot of lives could have been saved if he was actually not executed that day. So yeah, I guess it could have a little ripple effect.
See, told.
Yeah, I guess so. Which is also pretty good that we have DNA testing now, so we can actually test for DNA to make sure that people
now
who were actually, you know, judged as guilty, you know, they're innocent. So that's pretty cool. Technology, bro.
Fucking technology, bro. Technology. That's how we're coming to you live from. Thanks to technology.
Lost in the paradise with the fucking... Bro, I don't know, man. You're just being traced, bro. It's like, you making me nervous and shit. You're going to bust down the door right now. Like, hey, man.
I'm going to go out shooting.
I don't know about that. I'm hiding behind the couch.
Yeah, man. So that was our little bonus story of the castle, brought to you by Ant. Man, just goes to show you that, like, in different times, different places, different acts of horror and crime. It's just, I mean, shit, I'm pretty sure the people who interacted with him and lived with him didn't really think he was capable of this stuff.
It's always like that.
They probably just thought of him as another business owner.
The killer next door. You never know. So make sure you stay strapped. And
stay strapped or get clapped.
Yeah, stay strapped or get clapped out there, guys. Like I said, we're going to be, this is our first show back, and obviously I feel like I'm a little bit rusty. We've been off in somewhat about a month?
A little over a month, I think.
Over a month? Shit. Okay. So that's going to take a little bit for us to get back in the groove, so expect the next episode to be flow a little bit more better next time. We're just real anxious to get back out, you know, to put another episode out there for you guys, and, you know, kind of had the itch, been having the itch for a while, you know, so... We were excited to come together today. Fortunate to have the opportunity today to come together and do a podcast for you guys. And yeah, well, we hope you stick around for the next one. And any closing statements?
No.
No? Good?
No, we're good.
Alrighty then. Well, this is Your Irish Podcast signing off.